Hello, this is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 1919, recorded on Thursday, the 11th of August, 2016, bringing you news, letters and features from the Norwich Evening News. I am Paddy Watkins, and I'm joined by Richard Matthew.
Hello. As usual, we have a variety of news items about the city and, of course, some letters to the evening news, plus a feature on the writing archives held at the University of East Anglia. This week, you will also find in your wallet an additional memory stick with this month's EDP Norfolk magazine recording. So we do hope you enjoy both recordings.
Now for some news items. Users of Norwich Roads could be forgiven for welcoming the suspension of roadworks for a period of 3 months, whilst the ongoing survey of the public's views on the political football of the proposals for local devolution proves controversial. First, however, news of real importance in the local arts scene with the retirement of Peter Wilson as chief executive of the Theatre Royal.
The man who is set to take the helm at Norwich Theatre Royal has spoken of how he's excited to be joining Norfolk's vibrant cultural community and leading the city venue through its next chapter. Stephen Crocker will succeed outgoing chief executive Peter Wilson, who is leaving the venue in December after 25 years. Mr. Crocker is currently deputy chief executive of the Lowry, a major arts venue in the northwest of England, and he will take up his new role in January. I'm hugely excited about the next challenge in my life and about the opportunity to lead one of the country's leading theatres, said 35-year-old Mr. Crocker. I feel really strongly that Norwich and Norfolk are within the top cultural destinations in the country. He paid tribute to the fantastic legacy of Peter Wilson and said one of his immediate focuses would be on the theatre's new Stage 2 Education and Skills Centre, a project that he said makes the theatre stand out on the national stage, and on getting to know the local arts community. He said, Norwich is a truly modern heritage city with an incredibly vibrant cultural scene, and I'm excited to make it my home. I'm looking forward to meeting audiences and partners across Norwich and Norfolk as we cement the city and county as leading cultural destinations in the UK.
There has seemingly been no end to roadworks and long traffic queues in Norwich this year. But today we bring drivers and city centre traders news of some long overdue road relief. It's all going to stop for about 3 months. The early Christmas present will be delivered from the end of September until early January, boosting traffic flow and trade before and during the festive season. John Barnard, Transport for Norwich manager, said the decision to break the programme of work in the city centre was in response to consultation feedback. We've also wanted to minimise disruption on the roads in the busy shopping period leading up to Christmas. Local businesses have been supporting the decision to halt work. Phil Cutter, landlord of the Murderers on Timber Hill, said the decision should definitely help. Mr. Barnard said the current phase is due to be completed around late September, and we will return on site to start the last part of the project in the new year at a better time for local businesses and visitors.
The public consultation over a devolution deal for East Anglia should be withdrawn because it will not provide, quote, a full picture of the views of residents, unquote, countryside campaigners have claimed. Chris Dady, the chairman of the Norfolk branch of the Campaign to Protect Rural England, has written to MPs saying the consultation should be replaced. The public are being asked for their views on deals which would see combined authorities and elected mayors for Norfolk and Suffolk and for Cambridgeshire and Peterborough. The government is offering £750 million over 30 years to spend on new roads, transport links, and another £130 million over the next 5 years to help build affordable homes. Four councils in Norfolk, Norwich, Great Yarmouth, Breckland, and North Norfolk voted not to back the deal, but the remaining authorities are pushing ahead with consultation. The consultation has proved controversial, with some county councillors branding it as biased, claims which were rejected by county council leader Cliff Jordan.
A national survey of students has revealed mixed news for three institutions in Norwich. The University of East Anglia was among the top universities in the UK for overall student satisfaction, with 91% saying that, overall, they were satisfied with the quality of their course. The result put it joint 35th out of 371 institutions offering higher education qualifications, although the UEA said that it was joint third out of what it described as mainstream universities, and was the only one in England in the top five every year since the survey began in 2005. The national average was 86%. David Richardson, the Vice-Chancellor of UEA, said, "We are very pleased to have once again received such a positive endorsement from our students. We work hard to provide an enjoyable and rewarding experience and to ensure that UEA remains a leading place to live and study. I believe that our focus on each student as an individual, combined with stimulating teaching, an exciting research environment, and wide-ranging student support, are key to achieving such great results."
The most welcoming churches across the diocese have been announced as part of a new competition launched this year. All Saints Church in Hemblington and Windham Abbey were both praised for creating a warm and inviting atmosphere for visitors. They beat 30 other entries to be crowned as the most welcoming Anglican churches in the Diocese of Norwich. It's the first year that the diocese has held the competition, and the winning buildings were selected by a panel of judges. The Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham James, who announced the winners, said, "First impressions matter in life. A welcoming church will give a good first impression, but the welcome must not be superficial, otherwise the good feeling the visitor has will soon fade. Windham Abbey and Hemblington, two churches of very different size and resources, have built a well-deserved reputation for their welcome and witness."